With pressure mounting for his resignation, East Timor's embattled Prime Minister Mariel Katiri has refused to step aside, saying he was democratically elected. After a meeting Wednesday with rebel soldiers holed up in the hills near Dili, the United Nations representative in East Timor, Sukihiro Hasegawa, says El Katiri has agreed to a transparent investigation.
He is agreeable to the investigations to be carried out with the participation of the international investigators and the prosecutors.
East Timor was plunged into violence after El Katiri fired 600 of the army's 1,400 soldiers after they deserted over alleged discrimination and poor working conditions. The move led to a wave of violence that has gripped the capital, Dili, with armed gangs from the east and west of the country roaming the streets, fighting, looting, and setting buildings on fire. People from the west of the country are seen as having supported Indonesia during its 24-year rule of East Timor, while those from the east are seen as having fought for independence. Many blame El Katiri's handling of the crisis for the country's current turmoil. The violence brought a peacekeeping force of 2,500 troops from Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, and Portugal to Dili at the government's request. Their presence has brought some relief to the streets during the past week. The UN Secretary-General's special envoy to East Timor, Ian Martin, left Dili Wednesday, saying he will recommend that the Security Council approve a UN-mandated police force for the country.
Just about everybody I've talked to believes that there will now be a larger role for the UN than in the immediate past, and certainly than was being envisaged in the Security Council discussions before this crisis emerged. I think also that there is a consensus that policing is crucial, but also that that is a role that the United Nations will be asked to take on.
After East Timor was devastated by pro-Indonesian militias before and after the territory voted for independence, the United Nations stepped in and helped run the country. In 2002, it was declared fully independent, and the UN sharply reduced its operations there. Around 2,000 protesters demanded El Katiri resign on Tuesday and new elections be held. East Timor is not scheduled to hold elections until May 2007. Nancy Malia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.